He says, you wait here. I'd like to speak to your parents in the hallway. And he gestures to all of you guys.
What?
Stay here. Okay, you guys walk out. And he closes the door quietly, and he sits down at a chair. And he says, please take a seat. Yeah, you're going to want to be sitting for this, I'm afraid.
They sit down.
I also sit down. I'm no longer a spider, by the way.
Okay. He says, first of all, have you given any thought to funeral arrangements or anything of the like?
Is he going to die?
Off chance. Everyone's going to die eventually.
What kind of curse is it?
What's that?
Do you have a funeral business too?
Maybe. What's it to you?
It seems like maybe conflict of interest.
I've seen this happen exactly 3 times before. It's, I've never seen anyone cured of it, I'm afraid. You see, and he kind of leans in and he crosses his hand or his fingers in front of him. Your friend's been bitten by a sheriff. Come the next full moon, because it's happened 3 times before. At the next full moon, you'll start to see changes in his personality, his appearance.
He's going to become a cop. Long,
he's going to turn into a were-sheriff. That's correct.
No!
Quick question.
Yes?
If I would have cauterized the wound with a torch, would have that saved him?
Obviously. as the blood gets a chance to bleed out, it's fine. Or even just burn it away. It's not heat resistant.
Is it too late to do that right now?
Well, it looked pretty late.
It's only been like an hour or something.
You could probably find a doctor on the surface. To be honest with you, most of our remedies involve crushed up rocks and metals and that sort of stuff. Not exactly good for a surface dweller, you know.
Alright, hang on a sec. I'll break the news to him.
Okay.
I go outside. Hey, Gertie?
Yeah, Flynn? What's going on? What is he talking about?
Hey, what blood type are you?
I don't know. Bird? Bird negative? B negative. B negative. That's it. I think.
You know what? Herring gun and bearing gun kind of match, so maybe I'm also B negative. Either way, we're going to need to, like, bleed you out a bit.
Wait, what? What, like, bloodletting? I thought that wasn't, like, a real thing.
I think you just need a general transfusion of blood, because you're going to become the sheriff.
Do what you gotta do. Just do it. Do it.
Now the doctor comes out and he said, a good old-fashioned bloodletting. It's been many a day since I've done this.
You've never tried it on any of the other were-sheriff victims?
No, why would I?
Huh.
All right, well, start from where the wound is and just, like, and then just, like, transfuse some of my blood and see how it goes.
This isn't my first rodeo. Lie down.
All right,
I lay down.
He lays you guys down on separate things, and he lays you, like, face down. It's almost like a massage table situation. By the way, you're looking a little tense as well. Perhaps you would like to get another package where I also...
Just bloodlet.
This guy has so many businesses.
You'll have to in this economy.
Quit upcharging me.
He prods you in one of your veins, and he sticks, like, a really weird, silly straw-looking thing into it. Oh. And the blood just starts trickling out onto the floor, and it's black and congealed. And he goes to Taylor, and he puts a hose into your skin, and he siphons out your blood by mouth. And then, like, when it starts flowing, he sticks it into Gertie. And after a little while... After a little while, the blood coming out of Gertie seems a little bit less congealed, and it seems fine. And so he cauterizes both of you guys up. That'll be $2,000, please.
I feel lightheaded.
Oh, no.
You can bill that to the Moonlight Vistas.
I've heard of them. Very well. He sits down. Go on now. I have plenty of paperwork to do.
Do you have like a cookie or something for them?
I got beans.
I have a juice box.
I'll take a juice box.
He gives you a juice box. Would you like a juice box?
I'm gonna down a can of beans.
How do you still have beans?
Can birds drink out of a straw?
Somehow.
What did you say about a silly straw?
I asked if birds could drink out of a straw.
Probably not. I don't know.
I poke the hole in the top of the juice box, but take the straw out, and I just kind of like squeeze
it into your beak.
Squeeze it just to get like a little stream of juice to like squirt into my mouth.
I could maybe bird it into your mouth.
No, that's not necessary. It's already like pretty mushed up and pulped and juice like.
Don't have to pulp up beans.
You see the label on the juice box says Doctor's Choice, and it's his picture on it with the thumbs up.
Aw. What flavor is it?
That one right there.
23 flavors.
Passion, fruit, and dirt.
It's a bit gritty.
You don't want some beans?
Fine, I'll have some beans.
You both probably need a good meal. Shall we, Doc, is there a place we can sleep for the night before we go and check out the Undercity and save your city from the invasion?
What?
Anyway, can we crash here tonight?
Fine. But I'm gonna have to tack on an extra 500 for the private room.
Yeah, Moonlight Vistas.
You got it. Moonlight Vistas.
Thank goodness for direct billing.
All right, you may stay in this room right here. Good luck. Try to be out in the morning.
All right, thanks.
Of course, he goes into the back room.
Hey, Doc, just one last thing. I not to, like, doubt the success of the procedure, but since we've been underground for so long, when's the next full moon?
He shrugs. I don't know. I don't actually know the moon cycle. Oh, anyway, okay. Sleep tight. He closes the door to his office and then he opens it again. He says, by the way, if it sounds like someone's crying in here, it's because of my lost dreams. And then he closes it.
That's so sad.
Man, I hope I don't get an inheritance from the Moonlight Vistas, because that's gonna eat it all up.
Yeah, having a lien on a state's not great.
Well, I guess we'll see how it goes.
What's the Moonlight Vistas?
That's where my family was, and the family that we all killed.
Oh.
You murdered your family?
That's a surprisingly nice name.
It was filled with, terrible, terrible people. Auntie Helga just would eat the children and the adults.
That's
but
horrible.
They did hoard a lot of gold, so, you know.
Yeah,
was quite a bit of gold. So you guys sleep. You wake up the next day, probably.
Hopefully.
Anything you want to do before you go to the sub-level?
I'm ready.
Get all my HP back.
We could use some potions, but I don't have any gold.
When you guys go outside, you see the two dwarf escorts waiting outside impatiently. So that was a long procedure.
Sorry about that.
They got bags under
their
eyes.
The doc needed an overnight observation. It was really serious.
Oh, whatever. Let's get going.
Do you have any healing potions?
You ever see somebody bleed black?
No.
Yeah, that was what was happening. So, yeah.
Meg, you were asking about potions?
Yeah. So, do you, sir and or madams, I don't know your pronouns, but do you have healing potions we could have, perchance?
I can give you some. Yeah, okay, here. They pull open their bag and they pull out three healing potions.
Oh, thanks.
Now, to the sub-level. He walks away.
I can give you a can of beans in payment for that. Here you go.
Oh, wow, much obliged. We don't get many veggies down here. And you guys...
mushrooms?
Well, mushrooms barely count. You guys go to this sturdy wooden-like platform that's sort of dangling from this complex system of pulleys. And they walk you on there, and she pulls the brake, and you guys are thrust into darkness as the elevator plunges down. And you can see that square of light leading to the city. Please contain yourselves. Getting smaller and smaller. And the air gets real hot. And as it nears the bottom, there's this this rock protruding out of the wall that re-engages the brake. And that slows your descent to a crawl until you finally settle on the bottom.
That was the most terrifying thing I've ever experienced in my life. And I would love to go back to the surface like tomorrow. As soon as we're done with this.
I want to go again.
Does it go fast on the way up?
No. It's hand over hand on the way up.
Frankie cries.
Hope you guys are prepared. It's going to take a while.
Oh, no.
These potions, I'll give the other two. I'm taking one, but I'll give the other two to whoever thinks they need it.
I don't need that.
I'll take it
then.
The
person who did not get one may receive a passionate kiss from myself.
That's fine.
I'm definitely taking one.
Give me a potion.
You two get one.
He turns to you, Flynn.
Now...
You're a loss. So you guys, there's this iron mesh like catwalk in front of you guys. It's about 5 feet wide. There's no handrails, no nothing. And there's this big old tempestuous like bubbling pool of magma and the air shimmering from the heat rolling off of it. And this catwalk sort of encircles the outside of this elliptical shaped room. And there's a central a walkway across the diameter. So it's a little distance away from you. And as you make your way through it. No, go ahead.
Buck, you're not feeling like bacon right now, right?
No, I'm all right. It's warm, though. Good. It's really warm.
It's quite warm.
As you guys get down there, you can see there's a figure that's examining the machine, funneling the lava out of this cavern with interest. And his back's to you, and he seems engrossed in his examination. He's trying to figure out how it works.
Is
and it appears
elf?
To be Maze. Yeah.
I'd like to sneak up and stab him.
Yeah.
Just like I tried in that bedroom and he was
an
illusion.
Wait a second. Hang on a second. This time, I'm actually going to let the voices in my head decide what we do right now.
Okay. Meg, do you want to roll a stealth check as well?
Yeah.
We see Mace.
21.
Yeah, his back is to you, and he does not appear to hear you approaching, Frankie.
I throw my very last can of beans at him, just to dome him in the head.
It turns end over end through the air, and as, Frankie, you were going to try and slit his throat? Or
yeah.
You go to touch him, you realize that it is an illusion.
God damn
it.
Oh, what a surprise!
It hurls through the illusion and hits into the water, and there's a dull popping sound as it explodes.
The illusionist has an illusion!
You hear a voice sort of on the other side of the cavern. It says, yes, I realize it was a little bit droll, but, you know, everyone's got a branding, right? And you see Mace, he's on the other side, and he steps through this glimmering, like, archway that has appeared in the wall behind him. And it seems to stay there in the wall, like, persist after he walks through it.
I run to it.
You run to it?
To it, to go through it. To it, to through it.
Okay. Does anyone else go through it?
I want to... Does it look like an illusion still?
You see Frankie run through it.
All right,
I'm going to try and run through it too then.
You see Denise
can't let Frankie go off by their own.
I
want
to go back to the surface so bad. I want this over with.
Feels like a trap to me.
All right, Maze. What are you here to talk to us about?
You don't get a response. Unless you went in the portal.
Go in the portal.
Okay, you're in the portal. Flynn?
Buck, what do you think about this situation?
I think that it's a little bit too complicated for me.
All right, Buck.
I trust you. Follow your heart.
My heart says we should split up. Buck, go look after them. I'll keep an eye out in case he's doing something silly here.
Okay. Buck charges through the portal, and everyone who stepped through the portal, you find yourself in this iron room. Like, all the walls are made out of iron, and there's two wooden doors in this room, one on your left and one on your right. And they're both closed. And the left one appears to have a viewing window in it, and you can see Mace kind of waving at you through the window.
Before I continue forward, I want to cast Locate Creature.
Okay.
And I want to locate Mace.
All right. So
if he's within 1,000 feet of me, then I know where he is.
You locate him, but it's not in the direction of that left door that has his face in it.
That's not him. And where do I sense him?
Sort of in the direction of the right door, but like a little offset. You think maybe there's another couple doors in those rooms that like lead in a different direction, maybe.
I want my to do my... Well, first I tell everyone, it's like, that's not Mace right there. That's an illusion. He's somewhere over on the other side.
I'm waving at the illusion.
He's I'm going to take your word for this one.
You better break this door down, he shouts.
Is the other door locked?
To get me. That door is not locked. It's a little sticky, though. It's a little hard to open, just so you know. Let's see here. So when you step out of the room, there's another like little kind of connecting room. There's another door across from you. And there's these nozzles that are built into the wall, like spigots, like you would see with hoses.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of built on either side of the door, and there's a light above the door that's off.
Do I sense them past that door?
Yes.
A little okay.
bit further than a full room pass, but yeah.
Okay, he's behind that door, but I don't know what to make of all this all around the door.
You said there are spigots on the door?
Next to the door, but yes.
Huh.
Can I inspect the spigots to see what may have, like, what the spigots might have, like, sprayed or okay. leaked?
So, are you just looking without touching, or are you, like, turning?
I'll use, I got a candle in bag. I'll use it as a kind of, like, a touching, like, to prod whatever it is. Okay. You know?
It seems to be real. If you want to do an investigation check, you can.
Sure.
Is the door unlocked?
The door is locked.
Okay.
13.
13? You're not 100% sure. You just know that those spigots would either contain, like, water or some sort of liquid or maybe like, oxygen or something.
Or magma.
Or magma. Could be magma.
Wait, what do the spigots look like? They're made out of iron?
They are made out of steel.
Steel. Are the Dwarven guys with us?
No, they're hanging out with Taylor.
Oh. Wait,
that
in the other
room? That
was
crazy how your boar went into that portal like that.
Oh, wait.
I have an interesting idea. My brain gears are turning, and I think I know his plan.
What is it?
Well, you see, his plan is to lure everybody into that room, escape, close the portal behind him, and flood that entire area with lava.
Ah, you never know, they say, with their hands proudly on their hips. Only time will tell. So what do you want to do with those spigots?
Do either of them feel hot? If I kind of, like, you know, do that thing where you tentatively touch something really fast?
No. They're cool to the touch.
Are there, like, knobs to the spigot?
Yeah, there's like a little like a valve, like a circular one that you turn on each of them.
I turn.
They appear to be okay. So you open it up, and there's a loud hissing sound coming out of it, but nothing comes out.
Does it smell?
You stick your nose down, and it does not smell. And the hissing sound slowly tapers off.
Mm. Takes. I'm going to turn it back the other way.
As that hissing sound tapered off, the door over the light over the door turned on.
Is it unlocked?
It is now unlocked. Yes.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Good job, Denicia.
I solved the door puzzle.
So, do you go into the next room?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is basically identical to the first room. There's this other sealed door, and there's two more spigots next to the next door. They're both hissing really quietly, and the light above the door is off. And this room's perfectly circular. It's made out of the same iron and stuff. But as the door closes behind you, Your head starts to ache just a little bit, like the beginnings of a migraine.
Oh, no.
Like all of ours?
Yeah, it doesn't worsen, but like it's uncomfortable.
I turn one of the spigots.
Okay. Off or like more on?
Off.
Off, okay. So you close the spigot, the other one's still going.
Can I close that one as well?
And there's okay. No other doors, right?
No, just the one.
I can still sense Mace behind this new door?
He is directly behind this door, yes. Once you close them, the light does not turn on this time.
Hmm. It's some sort of venting apparatus, huh?
Well, that was all my idea.
How about this? Hey, Denizia, turn on one of the spigots. I got an idea.
Okay, I turn on.
You better not light a fire. I swear to God.
No fire.
Okay.
You open one. There's a sharp hissing sound as you open it all the way. And then it slowly stops. And the light goes on.
The light goes on?
The light does go on.
Oh, can we go through now?
The door feels kind of sticky and stuck.
Can I just try to bash it open with like my shoulder?
Strength check? Or athletics?
Can I help?
With advantage.
I did need that. Okay, well, 12.
12? It's pretty hard to bash open. And you're going to take 1 point of bludgeoning damage trying to ram the door open.
Ah, my shoulder.
But you feel it start to give just a little bit.
All right, I'll try again.
I'm going to give you some inspiration as I, you know, play my lute a little bit. It's like, come on, you can do it.
Okay.
One more
play
go at it.
Play something with like 160 beats per minute or whatever.
And add a D8 to that. Okay, I don't know.
Give it another go, Mech, with advantage.
It's a 20 without the bardic inspiration.
Okay.
With the bardic, 26.
So your head's pounding as you're hitting up against this door. And then you can feel it slowly going. And then just when it's about to slide open, there's a huge bang. And you guys are all thrown out of this pressurized room. Absolutely thrown. Straight into this wall awaiting spikes.
Ow.
Ow.
You are all going to take 15 points of piercing.
Okay, that's not that bad.
You guys get wedged right on those spikes. Your ears are ringing. Your head feels a little bit less ouchy, though, because the pressure is normal in this room. But you guys are sort of skewed on the spikes.
Ow! Where's Mace?
I try to peel myself off.
Wait, like we're stuck on it? Can we get out?
Well, you can peel yourself off. Absolutely. Mace is in this room. He's about 20 feet away. You can see him. He's got his hands behind his back, and he's watching you with a grin. And there's a shimmering portal behind him again.
And I cast Hold Person on...
Is that a Wisdom?
Or yes.
That's a natural 20.
Ah,
can I just try and run up and stab him?
Hold on, just give me one sec.
Okay.
So in this room, it's about 20 feet long, and you can see there's iron bars sticking out of all the walls of the room, as if someone got blown up by like a great amount of force, and there's spikes all over the ceiling, similar to ones that you just peeled yourself off of, and they seem more sturdy than the iron bars, like a little bit differently, or different, and there's none above Mace at all.
Above? There's none above Mace?
Yes. So you better come get me, I'm going to go standing. Back. What?
We need to stand where he's standing.
Well, I'm on the other side of the room, so...
If we go over there, I feel like the pressure's going to change again and we're going to fly into those spikes.
I don't think... Oh, is it a different room that he's in?
It's the same room. It's longer, though.
Oh.
It's like there's also ceiling spikes and there's the weird iron bars. They almost look like rebar that are all through the walls.
Can we see any spigots?
No spigots in this room. I promise that was the last spigot that you have to worry about. Scouts on.
You're a spigot.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but it kind of sounds offensive.
Yes, it does.
How far away is he?
He's about 20 feet away through the room.
And where is the portal to him?
Directly behind him.
Directly behind him. Oh, okay.
Yep. I'm going to step back through and I'm going to flood the city with lava.
And why would you do that?
He's putting a toe through it now. We're going to do it. You better stop me.
Wait. Hold on. Where is this port? Okay.
It's the same portal that they went through that he's exiting.
You just see me right on the other side.
He steps back in. Never mind. Would you like to go through the portal at this point, Taylor?
You know what I'm doing? I'm attacking him through the portal with my halberd.
You're stabbing through the... Make an attack with disadvantage.
Okay.
Do the ceiling spikes look like they're going to fall or something on us?
Make an investigation check.
That's a 24 to hit.
That's hits. Hits.
16 investigation.
I'm going to use my bonus.
No, they don't look like they're going to fall. And go ahead, Taylor. Oh, you're going to do the back attack too?
I'm going to hit him for 15 plus 18 total damage.
18? You swing it through and you guys see him get hit by it. And he goes, oh, son of a bitch! And then he vanishes.
Wait a second. Hang on a second. Did he just cast a spell?
Is he just invisible?
He did, and Buck is in there, technically.
As he disappears, as the magic shimmers in the flesh, in our heads, Buck!
I hear you, and he leaps across the 20-foot room in a gigantic bound, and he puts his hoof all the way up to, like, the knee in the Mesa's throat, and it stops him, and his eyes are watering, and he does not turn invisible.
Oh my god, he's a hero.
This is disgusting!
Wait a second! I know we kind of skipped, like, initiative and stuff, but would it still be considered my turn?
If you have a bonus action, it is. Or, like, a second attack.
I do have a second attack.
You might as well, then.
Okay.
Still with disadvantage, though.
17 to hit?
Misses.
Aw.
He dodges that one, and he pushes Flynn away with disgust. Why does your hoof taste like that? Oh my god.
Why did you push me if his hoof's in your mouth? Sorry.
He pushes through the portal at you. Stop! So why don't we go into initiative order just for this bit? You guys are still 20 feet away, though.
Seven.
Okay, who's got the higher dex?
I got plus two. Yeah, yeah, Frank's definitely.
I got 11.
And we'll just put you at the top of the order.
All right.
It's Mace's turn. He's going to step through the portal towards you. So you two are face to face now. And you guys are, this is probably the closest you've actually seen this guy because I don't think you've actually seen him before because you were working your shift at Home Depot.
Yeah.
But he looks a little surprised to see you. Gnome Depot, sorry. And he's going to go ahead. He's technically out of range of Buck. Because you see the portal. He sort of shimmers, and then he sort of disappears again.
Okay.
Not in an invisible way, but in like an interplanar way. But you can hear his giggling.
Okay, so I look 30 feet away from me.
Oh, you have blindsight, don't you?
I sure do.
He's not on your plane, but with blindsight, I'll give you that he is in an adjacent plane that... is not to be, or can't be touched, as it were.
Oh, god damn it, not the ethereal plane again!
You can hear the giggling getting a little more distant as he's circling around the catwalk.
Is Radish with us?
Radish is with you guys as well. I'm cool, he says. He's got a big gaping hand, or wound through his hand.
Oh, Radish.
So, Denicia, it is your turn. You're across this room full of those spikes and the iron rebar sticking out of the walls. You're about 20 feet from the portal. What do you want to do?
So there are spikes directly above everything except him?
Except for the portal that he stepped through, yes. We'll give you guys, why don't we give you guys a minute outside of initiative order, but we'll keep the order and it'll be Denicia's turn. But if you guys want to figure this out, you can do that first.
I mean, my first thought was like a closing, like, spike trap, you know? One of those really complicated ones.
Also, Dan, I don't know how much it affects him, but I do have a feat where if I hit him with slashing damage, which I did,
mm-hmm.
He has 10 feet reduced movement.
Okay, the laughing is a little bit closer than it was before. So what do you guys think?
Is there any like pressure plates that we can see along the floor or tripwires?
You can make an investigation check.
19.
19. You do not see any pressure plates or tripwires. Now, you don't physically see anything in this room.
Oh man, is he going to cast something that's going to thrust us against the spikes?
He is not currently in the room.
Yeah, I know.
But he's gone. I'd say we just book it to the portal.
That's what he wants us to do, I think.
That's what I think we should do.
That's what he wants us to do.
I don't know. Maybe he was, well, he would want us to do that before Flynn surprised him.
That's true.
And now he's in the ethereal plane. He can't exactly cast spells on the material plane.
Maybe we should just book it.
I say we just book it.
Okay.
Who's booking it first?
I'm booking it.
Okay, you start running across. You guys see a shimmer of magical energy as a trigger's thrown. And the mending spell is cast. And all the iron rods that were impaled into the wall shoot inwards. And I need a dexterity saving throw. You see hundreds of these iron rods all shooting towards you.
Is it just me or is it everyone?
Just you.
Oh, no. Okay, dexterity saving throw. Let's do this. Oh, that's a natural one. Oh, it's like a 7.
You're going to take 35 points of piercing damage.
Oh.
You see every single one of these pierce into him. There's a sickening, like, crunch. You can hear bones breaking as the iron.
Oh, God.
Rods embed themselves into his skin and perfectly form like this. Sort of like a big picture, like a big metal, like asterisk, but like with a lot of arms all throughout with him at the center.
Oh, God. Clear.
Traps triggered.
So there's no way it's going to happen again, right?
Unless it just explodes the other way.
I'm going to throw my ball bearings across the floor.
Okay. You scatter them across the floor. Duck. And you see a magical pulse again, just past Gertie. And because you guys aren't far in the room, you can see Gertie, or I guess Gertie, you feel your gravity shift towards the ceiling. But like because the iron asterisk is in you, you do not go up to the ceiling. Where all the spikes are.
I feel lighter, but I'm staying put. Can I reach to my healing potion and drink it?
You are really, I would say, pinned at this point, so probably not. You're going to need some outside help.
How did we get him out of there?
I'm stuck, and I'm... Oh, I am so close to the verge of death. I feel it.
I feel it.
I don't have anything for this.
I don't know what to do.
What do we do?
Mace, if you can hear me, I hope you understand that I think you're a shit illusionist. And I cast Vicious Mockery in hopes that Mace hears it.
He's through the portal.
I know.
Still. But you get a little bit of satisfaction getting the words out. You, Gertie, are bleeding profusely as well.
Yep.
Just so
you're aware.
Yep. Yes.
If I polymorph him into something small, like something tiny,
I'm willing
or something.
I can't give you any sort of answer on that. But
okay, I cast polymorph on him and turn him into a fly.
All right. So you feel your body shrink back into that of a fly, and you are free of the metal bars by doing so. Oh. So you can have a point of inspiration, Brandy, because that's a clever solution.
Okay. I buzz out from the iron bars and I just fly over to the portal to get out of this cursed room.
The fly was genius too, especially with the gravity.
Mm-hmm. You guys were not affected by the gravity, but you see the fly exit the, I don't know if you see that, but the fly exits the portal. Because it's pretty small. But
how do we get out? If we were to go back through the rooms that we came through, is that other portal still there?
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the portal's still there.
Let's go this way, Denicia.
Okay, I follow.
Okay, you guys exit the exact same portal that
everyone else. Wait, hang on a second. What's going on here? Why? Oh my god, I'm seeing double. Oh god. This is not pleasant to look at. Oh, God.
I see Denise, and I start buzzing around her head.
Is that my sign to turn you back?
Bzz, 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 bzz.
It's up to you.
Okay, I drop polymorph.
Oh, right. Thank God.
You're still bleeding profusely over,
I pop that potion. What kind of potion of healing was it?
Just a regular.
We'll wait for your turn in combat. We'll slip back into initiative. Okay. But yeah, it's just a regular one. That's all the cards had. So, Denizia, you're in this now empty room-ish. Like, it's the magma room with the machine in the middle, and you do not see Mace anywhere. Although you do see that Flynn seems pretty tense about this whole thing. What would you like to do?
Where'd he go?
Into a different plane of existence.
How? What?
Why doesn't Radish just use his bow that sends people to the ethereal plane?
Because it's not my turn in initiative.
And right. Also, he's already in that plane.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
You can pass your turn if you're not sure. It's up to you.
Oh, yeah. You could delay or ready an action, maybe.
I will ready that if I see him, I'm going to chaos bolt him.
Okay. So that means it's Radish's turn. And he's looking around the room. He says, yeah, he might be in that ethereal place. And he pulls out an arrow and he stabs himself in the head with it and he disappears. The last thing you hear is the wail of, vanishes in the ethereal place.
That was one of the worst things he could have done.
But it's in character for him. Taylor, you can hear a scuffle happening in the ethereal plane, as well as a surprised yelp. So, Meg, there's nothing going on. You can't see much, but if you have anything to prepare...
I'm going to drink that potion.
Okay, bonus action, yeah.
And I look at Flynn, and I'm like, hey, where do you sense him? And then I try to ready myself to be near where he senses him.
You can give a vague direction, absolutely.
Around this vague direction.
I go stand in that vague direction, and I ready an action for if he appears.
Okay.
Just a stab.
Yep. And Gertie, it's your turn. Okay, it's that potion, so, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'll down it. For my action, though, I really don't know. I don't really have a whole heckin' lot to do. Ooh,
you could hear
actually,
yourself again.
I looked at Flynn, or I guess I would have picked up on like where
Flynn sent
Mace is within the ethereal plane.
You saw where Frankie went, and Flynn did point her in that direction.
All right, I'm going to center it on Frankie, but I'm going to cast Silence.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
It gets very quiet where you are, Frankie.
And it's a 20-foot radius.
That's a pretty good size. Okay, so Flynn, you know roughly where they are in the ethereal plane. You can hear the sounds of a scuffle happening and a lot of shouting. And I give that to you because you have blind sight, which I realize doesn't really make sense, but I like the idea that you know.
Hey, Buck?
Flynn!
I need your help. I need you to take the help action, and as soon as as he appears, you're going to squeal, and that's going to give me advantage on the next attack I do on him.
Yes, I'm familiar with this. He goes over to that general direction where he is.
You guys this won't work. You won't be able to squeal. There's silence in that area.
There is silence. What would you rather have him do?
Butt wiggle.
Butt wiggle.
Butt wiggle of encouragement.
He turns and he looks at you from within the sphere and nods tersely. And then he goes over to where the other two are standing. And at this point, Mace does pop back into the regular plane as your turn finishes up. And he's grappling with Radish.
Does my ready action go?
And yes, it does. So go ahead and roll that.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, so everyone who readied an attack roll, go for it.
And I get to do mine with advantage because of the butt wiggle.
Yes, the butt wiggle does give it.
Got a 10.
A 10 misses.
21 to hit.
21 hits.
I got a nat 1, but I used lucky.
Nat
1. 20 total damage.
That's a good hit.
Nice.
All right, so you leap through as he appears, and you slash across him. There's a big spray of blood as he pops out in surprise. Radish is pulling his hair and covering his eyes and stuff. And Meg, what was your reroll?
27.
Hits.
Hooray. 20 damage.
Nice. All right, you stab him right in the back, right up to the hilt. And he squirms away from you, still having Radish on his head, trying to peel him off of him. And his eyes are real, real wide because he realizes that he can't cast any magic. So I guess he's going to try and break the grapple, first of all, probably. But Radish's teeth are too deep in his head. And he can't shake him off. There's arrows clattering all over this catwalk as well. And that'll be the extent of his action. So it is your turn, though, Denise, so feel free to go for that.
Sweet. I cast another one.
And remind me, is it on a 20 when the magical surge goes off, or is it on a 1?
I got a 12, which I don't think
it's a 1. Okay. It's a 12. That fires off. And very, very suddenly... Do you want to roll a d10 for me, please?
Sure. That is a 5.
A 5. Okay. So you get 5 inches shorter. You feel the world weirdly like raise up around you. No pain, no nothing, but you do shrink.
I'm like, ah!
For some reason, this is permanent. So like,
you know. My high-pitched voice gets even higher.
Radish is slapping him with his little hands all over his face. There's some wet slapping sounds. Mace is trying to pull him off of him. Radish can't get to his bow because it's too busy grappling. So, Meg, your turn.
Okay. I shout words of encouragement to Radish. Yeah, Radish, get him in the pretty face that he's... Just do it. And I stab him in his thigh.
Okay.
Where Radish isn't. Nat 20.
Wow.
Ooh.
For it.
21 damage.
That was with the crit?
Yep.
Did that, you added the crit to your sneak attack as well?
Oh, the sneak attack gets doubled as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You better all dice get doubled.
So just give it to me without that 21 on it.
21, so an extra 14.
Extra 14 on top of that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, wow, that's a big hit. You jab him right in the thigh and his blood's just spurting out all over the place.
I get him in his, that artery there, the femoral artery.
With the huge sneak attack, this whole, like, jumping him right after he hops out is working very, very well, as it turns out. that's your full turn?
Yep.
All right. He's staggering right now. Alex, your turn?
Am I outside the sphere of silence?
Yeah, I feel like we can make that happen.
All right, so first I'm just going to cast... Cure Wounds at a third level, just to like get myself some more health back. And then I'm going to then use my bonus action to then use a Mantle of Inspiration. And we all get 8 temporary HP.
I feel invigorated.
And if anyone wants to use, they can use their reaction to move without provoking opportunity attacks.
Okay. Does anyone want to move?
I'll sit still.
Stay by.
I like where I'm sitting.
Denise,
yeah,
standing.
Cool. And that's your full turn?
That's my full turn. Okay. I'm just staying out of the way of Mace so he doesn't get me.
Flynn, you're right all up in that business. What do you want to do?
Guess who's going to try to attack this guy twice?
Is it you?
It's me.
All right, go for it.
Does a 24 hit?
Hits.
What about a 24?
Hits also as well.
Dang.
Exactly the same amount.
That's going to be a total of 25 damage. 25. As I just kind of just like do a quick double slish slash.
Right, you hit him with the old 1-2. You stagger him really good and he blinks out. This one's a feature, it's not a spell. So there's no verbal components. He pops out further down the catwalk and then you see his hands glowing with electricity, and he plants them right on that iron catwalk you're all on. And I need a dexterity saving throw from everyone.
18.
Success. So it'll be no damage on this.
22.
18.
Success.
1 second. I got a nat 1. I'm going to reroll that.
This is fair.
Okay, 24.
24. Wow. Okay, jeez. You guys are all good. Good rolls. The electricity arcs through this whole area.
Oh, hang on a second. Yep. Buck got a 13.
That is insufficient. Buck is going to take 24 points of lightning damage. You guys all leap up and you hear a squeal as Buck's jolted with this lightning. How does he look? What?
One HP?
Oh, he's lying on his side breathing very heavily afterwards.
He's okay. Ooh. He's okay.
I flip out of the way, look at Buck as the skewer apart. I just like turn and look at Maze with a look of death.
He averts his gaze.
You're fucking dead.
You and what army? Fuck, I thought you were going to say something else. Denise, your turn.
I'm doing another chaos. Hey, 26
hits.
Nice.
15 damage, and it is thunder damage.
You fire off that shimmering bolt of energy, and it hits him. There's a big old thunderclap, and it spreads across the room, reverberating off all the walls.
Heck yeah.
He staggers back pretty good. He's looking rough. Radish is picking up arrows off the ground. He just picks one and he fires it off, and it hits him in the old chest over there, and it explodes into this like green cloud of mist. So you can still see him. And he starts coughing really good. So, Meg.
Okay. So he is on the catwalk.
Yep.
Is the catwalk over the lava?
Yes.
And is he near an edge?
Yes.
I'm assuming because it's a catwalk. I'd like to run up and try and topple him.
Okay. Strength contest.
Can I do athletics?
You can do athletics, yeah.
26?
26. Wow. You run up with a big old shout, maybe empowered, spurred on by Buck's plight. And you shoulder check him off the edge. He's taking a few steps back. His hands are whirling for the safety, like the handrail. But he doesn't find any of them. I need a dexterity saving throw from you as well. Okay. As he starts to fall in.
10?
10. He grabs you by the front of your shirt. And he starts falling in. He's pulling you with you. But in a heroic tackle, Radish, you feel Radish's arms around your waist. And he's holding you as well. So Mace is sort of suspended in the air just above the lava by the front of Frankie's cloak at this point. And he's just sort of dangling there.
Can I use my dagger to cut my, like, shirt?
Yeah, okay. So you pull out your dagger and you start sawing through it. You can hear the fibers splitting. Mace's eyes are going wide in surprise. And then very suddenly he drops. There's a big old splash and a hiss, and his scream gets swallowed up by the magma. He disappears under the magma.
I walk over the area, keeping my ears to the ground of footsteps.
You do not hear any footsteps. It appears that you have killed him.
I spit at the magma.
It pops a little bit.
Man, you guys are really good at fighting.
Yeah, those two doors are just there, right?
Well done.
I'm gonna go and cuddle Buck.
Wait, who's saying that?
Those are the two dwarf guards.
I cast Cure Wounds on Buck.
Okay, he's looking a little better.
You get 17 points of healing.
Buck says, did we get him?
We got him. We got him, buddy.
We did it. He says with a little cough. Yeah.
Frankie whirls around and hugs Radish.
He returns it. He says, we did it.
You saved me.
His eyes are really wide. Did I?
Freaking finally.
You guys finally got Maze.
We can finally leave.
So you guys can level up.
Wow.
Yay. Yay.
Hello, this is Dan the DM speaking directly into your ear. Thanks for sticking around and supporting the show. If you have a minute, just leave us a review wherever you're listening, or tell a friend about our little podcast. Feel free to add us on Twitter or Instagram at BravestBunch with no spaces. And if you're feeling extra generous, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/BravestBunch. We have exclusive holiday specials there, including a Halloween Monster of the Week two-parter and an Orcmas holiday special, as well as character sheets, notes, and drawings. Thanks, everyone.